We'll start Sipurim Maisus with Me'avedas Bas Melech, the first Maisa of the 13 Maisus of Rabbi Nachman. Without introductions, we'll just jump right into the story. Often, many times when people give introductions, you don't actually get to the Sipurim because there's so much to introduce. So we're going to just jump right into Maisa Aleph Me'avedas Bas Melech. Ona va'omar. Rabbi Nachman starts a story with the beautiful words, Ona va'omar. Ona va'omar. He answered and he said, now that's a funny way to start something. Ona va'omar, what's he answering? What's he answering here? Where's the question? Where, this is the way you start a book, Ona va'omar. He answered and he said, the idea that Ona va'omar could be that when someone's coming to Rabbi Nachman, someone's coming with a bikush of the question, with searching for something. And Rabbi Nachman's answering that search. So that search, the same search that we're looking for the Bat Melech, we come to Sipurim Maisus. And everybody listening here right now, you're not stam listening to some stories, but you're on a bikush. You're on a search for yourself of the world of Rabbi Nachman. And there's a certain bikush. And Rabbi Nachman says, I'm going to answer that bikush. Ona va'omar. He didn't just say, he answered and said, B'derech siparti ma'ase. On the way, b'derech siparti ma'ase. Shkomi sheyashoma. That anybody would hear it, they'll hear tshuva. V'zui. And this is the story. So to understand a little bit of this introduction of the story, the idea of b'derech siparti ma'ase, what does it mean? It doesn't mean physically b'derech, that he was on the way. Dafka, they say that he said this story after he came back from Medufka. He was in Medufka, he traveled, and after he traveled, he told this story. So he wasn't talking about physically, Baderech. Baderech means life. Life brings with it the ups and downs, the difficult part of life, the bumpy roads, the good roads, the curvy roads, the time that we have to stop, the traffics, the construction zones, the detours. That's Baderech. And he wanted to tell the people that I'm telling the story Baderech. Baderech is the place where sometimes it's going to be Ritzo and sometimes it's going to be Beshov. Sometimes life is going to be like with your Malach Nuriel going out, Bidas Netzach, and just going out and feeling it and everything's right. And sometimes life is Beshov. And sometimes life is dealing with hard things and dealing with more of a Hisrachkus from Hashem, feelings of Hisrachkus. That's the Derech. Siparti Maisa, and that's when I want to tell the Maisa. This whole Maisa, and we know that Derech is two times Baki. It's one of like the most famous teachings of Breslov. That Derech in Gamach is two times Baki. Baki Birtso, Baki Bishov. Knowing how to deal with life's ups and downs. And this story is all about dealing with life's ups and downs, finding and losing, and finding and losing, and almost getting there and losing everything. That's Baderech, and he wanted to teach how a Jew lives Baderech, not a Jew in a perfect world, not a Jew in a state of his alus, of dveikus, but a Jew Baderech, Siparti Maisa. That this whole Maisa is teaching about the Derech, teaching about the movements of life, the ups and downs of life. Shkol Misha Yashoma, whoever would hear it, what does it mean whoever would hear it? So this is like Yisro. Yisro is Shoma Uba. Anybody who hears it, meaning who understands it, who wants to be a part of it, who connects to the story and says, I want to be a part of this Torah. Not just you physically hear the story. Misha Yashoma. And he's ready to go on his own Derech. He hears it, and Yisro comes. Shama Uba, as Rashi says. He didn't just hear it, but he hear it, and he came. Because he knew that you can't accept Torah in your own living room. Even though that Yisro could have got a messenger over Moshe Rabbeinu to come and give him the Torah. You know, just like we order all these foods online. So order Moshe online. He's my son-in-law. Let him give the Torah. No, Yisro understood Shama Uba. That he has to come b'derech, that in order to be mikabel the Torah truthfully, a person has to be b'derech. Hayelo hirur tshuva v'zui. You'll have a hirur tshuva, and this is the story. Just one little word about tshuva. Tshuva is to feel that you're in the right place. So many times in life, we feel because of external reasons we're not in the right place. Had I gone to this school, things would have been better. Had this happened in my life, how would I lived in this community, then my kids would be much better off. How'd I do this? How'd I do that? And we try to make these external changes. The tshuva is making the internal change. And this story is all about that internal change. The hirhur tshuva. The hirhur tshuva, making the, believing where you are is where you're supposed to be. Shelo yalibcha chaluk ala makum, that your heart shouldn't be chaluk ala makum, the makum that you're in. And that's the hirhur tshuva that this story is going to give. We'll see throughout the story why this story is connected to derech. Why is the story connected to hirhur tshuva? To a feeling of the place is exactly where I am supposed to be. So let's get into the Maisa itself. Just one tiny little introduction. I said no introductions, but it's very almost impossible not to say any introductions. Rabbi Yitzchak, the son of Rabbi Nassen, sent a letter to Alam Lachufa that he said he has a beautiful parish on the Avidus Bas Melech, that it's all about the Jews losing the Luchos in Cheta Egel. And the idea of losing the Bat Melech And Rabbi Nassen says it's a beautiful parish. However, gam, that's only, you know, that's also true. Meaning that Rabbi Nachman's Sipuri Maisios are connected to everything, hakol, everything in life. And therefore, anything that I say of any parish here is not mutually exclusive of anything else that one can say about this story, any other parish that one could give, anything that applies to life. But we have to choose paths sometimes. So here we go. Maisa b'melech echon. Shelo shisha banim ubas achas. Vos abasa yisa chashuva bein of ma'od. Vay mechava bei biyosef vay meshashay ima ma'od. So there were six, the melech had six sons and one daughter, and he really loved this daughter very, very much. She was very fond in his eyes, and he would play with her very much. He would enjoy her very, very much. So what's the inyan? Again, when we say the inyan, it's a inyan of shisha banim ubas achas. And I apologize for projecting my Limud Chabad in Breslov. So I cannot say that this is what Rabbi Nachman saying, but for sure, if the Baal HaTanya is reading this story, I think he would understand it like this. The Shisha Banim are the six Midos, the Zer Anpin, Chesed, Gvur, Tiferes, Netzach, Od Yisod, which are the Midos, the Shtalshos of Hashem's Midos in this world. However, they don't stand alone, and they're not able to connect the world without Malchus. Malchus is the seventh. Malchus brings those Midos down into the Olam HaShafel. The Isave, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu mit'ave liot dira b'tachtonim, that he wanted dira b'tachtonim. It wasn't the six Midos. That was just the Shtalshos to bring it down. But the Malchus was the true Shtalshos. It's where the Malchus, it's the world, where the Hashem's existence comes into mundane life, and it's expressed in this Olam Hagashmi, Olam Hatachton. That is the Malchus, and therefore the king loved Malchus because he's not going to love his own Midos. That's his Midos. What are you going to love about the Midos? But the further something is from you in this world of, again, we're saying this very bekitzer. That idea of the Nesira on Rosh Hashanah, it's a time of din. There's no love because it's the Zachar and the Keva right next to each other, and there's no Shechina forming yet. As the days of the 21 days of the Yomim Noraim go in, there's a separation, and that separation creates the Nekeva, which is the Shechina. And the Shechina, by definition, if it's too close to Hashem, it's not considered the Shechina. The Shechina has to be within this world, and that's why he loved v'yam shashay mode. He would play with her, meaning that this is his ability to come down to this world through Malchus, and therefore that this daughter was very, very special to him. That she was Malchus, that she was in this world. Shalotov yikachotach, that he threw out this idea, this nizrukam epiv dibor, that the lotov should take her. So how do we understand what's going on here? So again, this is a little bit more on Torah's Chabad, but this is the way I'm understanding it right now. That the lotov represents this world, the unfinished world that man was put in to finish, la'asot, that man has to finish. Therefore, every day it says in creation that Hashem saw the world and it was tov. It was tov because it was finished. It was done. The day that it doesn't say tov, it's because the work wasn't finished. Therefore, man was put into this world. The Shechina is an unfinished product. And man was brought into the world. Lahakim Shechina Mshchinta Me'afra. As the Zohar says time and time again, that we have to take the Shechina from the Afar. And that's our job. And that's Lotov. Lotov is this world where it's not finished. And we have to finish. It's not even such a bad connotation, lo tov. It means that we didn't reach the tov yet. It's not complete yet, and man has to complete it. And perhaps the v'nizra kam mipiv dibor, he threw out a dibor. That dibor, maybe the asar mamors that created the world, that created the physical world, which becomes Hashem's malchus in this world. But Hashem's malchus in this world, by the fact that it's part of this world, olam hashafel, sometimes we could lose the perspective that God is in this world. Right? How could God in this world? I see only a physical world around me. I see chairs, I see tables, I see a wall. I don't see God. And that is v'nizikum epiv dibor. Hashem gave space for his world to become into the world of dibor, to become a world of osios, to become a world of osios of mislabshos with physical matter. And therefore that's lo tov. And the tov is when man finds the nitzotzes hakdosha within the physical existences. The Arizal says that our whole world, our whole life is here, is to go out in the world and to find the nitzotzes hakdoshos. They didn't know where she was. They didn't know where the Shekhinah was. They looked at the world and says, where is the Shekhinah in this world? Where is God in this world? Where is holiness in the world? It's not in cheder anymore. It's not in her room anymore. She's not in her room anymore. Her room represents godliness. Pure, pristine godliness. It's not there anymore. It's hidden in this world. It's hidden in physical matter. She's not there anymore. Belaila holcha lechadra. They went to her room, which is up in that olam haselyonim, and they saw she's not here anymore. She's out. Hashem's malchus is within all of the physical things. The avi mitzarim ma'od v'alach levaksha ana v'ana. The father is mitzarim ma'od because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is trying to find the Shekhinah. On one hand, he loves the Shekhinah that the Shekhinah relates to the world. On the other hand, the Shekhinah can't be found in the world. And the Shekhinah is lost in the world. And the world is lo tov, because man has to finish. And many times man falls short of our mission. Mahakim Shekhinah me'afra. Levaksha ana va'ana. And then he brings the Mishnah Lamelech. Omar Hasheni Lamalchus. Machma Shirosh HaMelech Mitztari Mo'od. The Sheni Lamalchus is each one of us. That we are the Sheni Lamalchus. That we could go out in the world. The Melech can't leave the palace. The Melech can't go out in the world and to bring up the Shekhinah. That's not the job of the Melech. The Sheni Lamalchus, man. The man who is finite. The man who deals with space and time and physical matter and eats and sleeps. It's that man that's going to find the Shekhinah in the low Tov. And he's going to bring it to the state of Tov. Only man can finish this. Na'aseh Adam. Nah, I said, let us make man. Man is part of that process. And therefore the Sheni Lamalchus has to get involved. And the Sheni Lamalchus goes out and he's going to find the Shechina and Lahakim Shechina Shechinta Me'afra. And to turn the Lo Tov into a state of Tov, into a state where the Shechina is seen in this world. And Hashem's Malchus is Mezgale in the Olam HaSatachto. That is the job of the Sheni Lamelech. The Zohar Hashem will stop here, and we're going to see the search, what the Sheni Lamalchus takes on his journey, and what does he search for, where does he find the Shekhinah. And this is a story of each one of us in this world trying to find the Shekhinah, the Hakim Shechinta Me'afra. Because the king, again, the king can't find it, the king, it's our job. This is our job in the world of Na'aseh Adam, in the world of the Asar Mamoros, the world that we don't find the Shekhinah anymore in the Chadra, in a room, in the Olam HaSal Yonim, in the holy places, only in the holy places. We have to find the Shekhinah within the dark world of the Lotov.